Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antyalila, Chapter 8, Ramachandra Puri criticizes the Lord. This is text 27. One who is attached to dry speculative knowledge has no relationship with Krishna. His occupation is criticizing Vaishnavas. Thus, he is situated in criticism. Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur has explained in his Anubhasya that the word Nirbandha indicates that Ramachandra Puri had a steady desire to criticize others. Impersonalists, Mayavadis, who have no relationship with Krishna, who cannot take to devotional service, and who simply engage in material arguments to understand Brahman, regard devotional service to Krishna as karmakanda, fruit of activities. According to them, devotional service to Krishna is but another means for attaining dharma, artha, kama, and moksha. Therefore, they criticize the devotees for engaging in material activities. They think that devotional service is maya, and that Krishna or Vishnu is also maya. Therefore, they are called mayavadis. Such a mentality awakens in a person who is an offender to Krishna and his devotees. So in the purport, Srila Prabhupada has defined what Mayavad philosophy is and its cause offenses. 28. Ishwara Puri, the spiritual master of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, performed service to Madhavendra Puri, cleaning up his stool and urine with his own hand. Ishwara Puri was always chanting the holy names and pastimes of Lord Krishna for Madhavendra Puri to hear. In this way, he helped Madhavendra Puri remember the holy name and pastimes of Lord Krishna at the time of death. And pleased with Ishwara Puri, Madhavendra Puri embraced him and gave him the benediction that he would be a great devotee and lover of Krishna. Thus, Ishwara Puri became like an ocean of ecstatic love for Krishna, whereas Ramachandra Puri became a dry speculator and a critic of everyone else. Ishwara Puri received the blessing of Madhavendra Puri, whereas Ramachandra Puri received a rebuke from him. Therefore, these two persons, Ishwara Puri and Ramachandra Puri, are examples of the object of a great person's benediction and punishment. Madhavendra Puri instructed the entire world by presenting these two examples. Jagat Guru Madhavendra Kori Prema Dan A Shloka Padi Tenho Koilo Antardan. His Divine Grace Madhavendra Puri, the spiritual master of the entire world, thus distributed ecstatic love for Krishna. While passing away from the material world, he chanted the following verse. Ayi dina dayadranathe matoranatha kadavalokshaye lidhayam tadaloka kataram dayeta brahmati kim karom yaham. O my Lord, O most merciful Master, O Master of Mathura, when shall I see you again? Because of my not seeing you, my agitated heart has become unsteady. O most beloved one, what shall I do now? In this verse, Madhavendra Puri teaches how to achieve ecstatic love for Krishna by feeling separation from Krishna one becomes spiritually situated. Madhavendra Puri sowed the seed of ecstatic love for Krishna within this material world and then departed. That seed later became a great tree in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, I have incidentally described the passing away of Madhavendra Puri. Anyone who hears this must be considered very fortunate. Thus, Ramachandra Puri stayed at Jagannath Puri. As is customary for those in the renounced order, he would sometimes stay someplace and then go away. There was no certainty of where Ramachandrapuri would take his meal, for he would do so even uninvited. Nevertheless, he was very particular about keeping account of how others were taking their meals. To invite Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would cost 320 kaudis, small kanchas. This would provide lunch for three people, including Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and sometimes Kashishwar and Govinda. Every day, the Lord would take his meal at a different place, and if someone was prepared to pay for a meal, the price was fixed at only 4 panas. Ramachandrapuri concerned himself with gathering all sorts of information about how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was situated, including his regulative principles, his lungs, his sleeping, and his movements. Because Ramachandrapuri was interested only in finding fault, he could not understand the transcendental qualities of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. His only concern was finding faults, but still he could not find any. At last, he found a fault. "How can a person in the renounced order eat so many sweetmeats?" he said. "If one eats sweets, controlling the senses is very difficult." In this way, Ramachandrapuri blasphemed Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu before everyone. But nevertheless, he would regularly come to see the Lord every day. When they met, the Lord would offer him respectful obeisances, considering him a godbrother of his spiritual master. Ramachandrapuri's business, however, was to search for faults in the Lord. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knew that Ramachandrapuri was criticizing him before everyone, but whenever Ramachandrapuri came to see him, the Lord offered him respect with great attention. One day, Ramachandrapuri came in the morning to the abode of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and seeing many ants, he said something to criticize the Lord. "Last night, there was sugar candy here," he said. "Therefore, ants are wandering about. Alas, this renounced sannyasi is attached to such sense gratification." After speaking in this way, Ramachandrapuri got up and left. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had heard rumors about Ramachandrapuri's blasphemy. Now, he directly heard his fanciful accusations. Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. Ramachandrapuri could find no fault in the character of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for he is situated in a transcendental position as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Ants are generally found everywhere. But when Ramachandrapuri saw ants crawling in the abode of the Lord, he took it for granted that they must have been there because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had been eating sweetmeats. He thus discovered imaginary faults in the Lord and then left. 51. Ants generally crawl about here, there, and everywhere, but Ramachandrapuri, imagining faults, criticized Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by alleging that there had been sweetmeats in his room. And after hearing this criticism, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was doubtful and apprehensive. Therefore, he called Govinda and instructed him as follows. "From today on, it will be a rule that I shall accept only 1/4 of a pot of Lord Jagannath's prasadam and 5 gandhas worth of vegetables. If you bring any more than this, you will not see me here anymore." Govinda relayed this message to all the devotees. When they heard it, they felt as if their heads had been struck by thunderbolts. All the devotees condemned Ramachandrapuri, saying, "This sinful man has come here and taken our lives." That day, a brahmana extended an invitation to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Govinda accepted only 5 gandhas worth of vegetables and 1/4 of a pot of rice, the Brahmin, in great despair, struck his head with his hand and cried, "Alas, alas!" Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ate only half of the rice and vegetables, and whatever remained was taken by Govinda. Thus both Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Govinda ate only half the food they needed. Because of this, all the other devotees gave up eating. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered Govinda and Kashishwar, "You may both take alms elsewhere to fill your belly." So we shall end here, and Krishna willing, very soon we shall continue with this amazing pastime.